What we all have to go through, it's a learning curve. I know for me that I've been through in this way of life. When is it that I can recognize God's will is something good, not painful or a test or being subjected to, or this is mandated or I'm meant to be alone? When is it that I can actually make God's will something like, yeah, bring it, because that stuff's hot? That's the way it is. And God's will should feel good. God wants what you want. It's a hard concept, because so many times do I hear and have I seen through the years, people think that God's testing them, or they're being put in a situation, or God's working really hard on them, or God's got a great sense of humor because look at how screwed up my life is, and these kinds of things. It's like, where does that come from? How could an all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful God be testing you or laughing at you or making fun of you? That's contrary to the idea of the one word that describes our Creator, which is love. Love is a word that's undivided. If you look at the word love, there is no opposite to love. Hate in no way compares to love, because its opposite must be equal in its potential. So love is encumbersome of so many factors, where hate is one specific energy known when it's seen. Love can sometimes be punishing. Love can sometimes say no, even though the person wants to hear yes, and it's a loving gesture to say no. What's the goal here? What are we going for? What does this really mean in relationship to God? And how much am I supposed to be connecting to this thing you call God? No matter how far you've progressed in a spiritual way of life or spiritual world, or how close you are to God, if you go through the application of these principles, these 12 steps, you will deepen your relationship with that Creator. Whether you're a believer or unbeliever, through this application, you will find a profound change. You will find what it's telling you. The most profound result of all was what you interpreted what God really means today.